his bride is selected. Holy, holy is our union and communion, his befriending gives us joy and peace unending. Alleluia, let praises ring unto the Holy Ghost we sing for our regeneration. The joy eternal, bliss supernal, there is manna and an endless glad hosanna. Alleluia, let praises ring unto our triune be his name forever. With angel hosts let us adore and sing his praises evermore for all his grace and favor.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens.
And you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For he commanded, and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever.
He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
You great sea creatures and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and mist.
Stormy wind fulfilling his word.
mountains and all hills,
fruit trees and all cedars,
beasts and all livestock,
creeping things and flying birds,
kings of the earth and all peoples,
princes and all rulers of the earth,
young men and maidens together,
old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints.
For the people of Israel who are near to him, praise the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father. Your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our heavenly King. To you, O soul begotten, the Father's Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated, at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit.
Be in our midst.
Enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The first reading for today is from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brothers, who were throughout Judea, heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But I said, "By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But the voice answered a second time from heaven, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And a spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how we had seen the angel stand in his house and say, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent. And they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible,
and one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of his Father before all worlds,
God of God,
light of light,
very God of very God,
begotten, not made,
being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made,
who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven,
and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary,
and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried,
and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures,
and ascended into heaven,
and sits at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins.
And I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Where charity and love prevail, there God is ever found, brought here together by Christ's love. By love are we thus bound. With grateful joy Christian holiness. Let strife among us be unknown. Let all contention cease, because the glory that we seek be ours, his holy. Recall that in our midst dwells Christ, his only Son, as members of his body joined. We are in him made one. For love excludes no race or clan, that names the Savior's name, his family embraces all, whose Father is the same.
The text for this sermon this morning, we meditate on what Jesus spoke as recorded in John chapter 13, the gospel reading. To start, I reread verses 31 and 34. When Jesus had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." In verse 34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. These words of Jesus in verses 31 through 35 are really full of teachings. And we're just going to think of some of the implications and meanings of what he says. As I was preparing for the sermon, I was starting to reflect a little bit about how this verse 31 continues. It really continues from what has gone before, the verses before. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him." What we see in this passage is this depth of God's love for us, his sacrificial love. I'm going to read those verses that appear right before this, from John 13, 21 through 30. And if you like to follow along the insert, it's printed there. I read John 13, 21 through 30. "And after saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, 'Lord, who is it?' Jesus answered, 'It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it.' So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, 'What you are going to do, do quickly.' Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, 'Buy what we need for the feast,' or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night." And continuing verse 31, which starts our reading for today, "When he had gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him.'" When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him." These two readings are exactly connected. That is the way the words read. Jesus is glorified, and his Father is glorified in Jesus by Judas's betrayal. How is that? The betrayal began the series of events that God had planned to save and redeem all people. So this great evil, this betrayal, Jesus is glorified in. And not only that, not only Judas's betrayal, but everything that happened to Jesus and that happened to Jesus showed God's mercy and his plan for our salvation. Do you remember so many times as we read through the passion of Jesus in the various readings in Scripture, or when you read the Scriptures yourself, this was done to fulfill the Scriptures, it says. Or as it says in the prophet Isaiah, or as the prophet had said. Over and over again, it is very plain and evident that what happened to Jesus and what Jesus did was planned by God, and all was going to be fulfilled. And God was glorified by his son Jesus as he went through all these things. And the promise of God to save all people was done. So a terrible thing, thing that makes us recoil in our common everyday humanity, to be betrayed to one's enemies, to betray one into his enemies or her enemies. That, Jesus says, actually glorifies him. And how can that be? Because he is going about the work of saving us. Do you remember? Even Jesus said himself to his disciples, the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and suffer and die and rise again on the third day. Jesus himself said to his disciples earlier, he would be betrayed. That would be part of what the Son of Man would do. And so God, from the depths of our sins, from the depths of our evils, would save us, even overcoming this evil betrayal by Judas. But also remember, Peter denied three times and said he would not, and the other disciples ran away. Jesus would enter and pay for all that sin. Sins that were even done against him. Why did Jesus want to do this? What moved the Father to send his son Jesus to go through this for us? We can look at the end of the story, at the end of the book. It's not the end of the story, it's the beginning of the story, the beginning of eternity, but the end of the New Testament. Revelation 21, which we heard as one of our readings. John says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.'" This is why Jesus did it. To take away the pain, to bring forgiveness, to have victory over death, to make all things ready for that time of his coming, the New Jerusalem, when all these things of sin are gone. Jesus was sinned against by Judas, by Peter, by the other disciples, by Herod, by Pilate, by the soldiers, by the Jewish leaders, by them all. They sinned against him, but he endured it to forgive, and so that this may happen one day. The pain and suffering and dying are done. And that is offered to all. So in those words that he speaks to the people that night, to his disciples that night, Jesus also said this: "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." This love that he speaks He uses the word three times there. Every time is that word agape love. That self-sacrificing love. We talked about the differences in different words for love several weeks ago. This is the self-sacrificing love. A new commandment I give to you, that you self-sacrifice love for one another, just as I have self-sacrificed love for you. You also self-sacrifice love to one another. There's plenty of bottles of water. We can share them out. We can freely give them out. His love is unending, is self-sacrificing. And we remember that Jesus said this right after Judas betrayed him. Even being betrayed and knowing what's going to happen soon in the garden, Jesus said, yet I want all of you to love one another as I love you. They would run away, they would deny Jesus, but Jesus says he would forgive them, save them, and they would love one another with the self-sacrificing love. This love that the Father had for the world to send his Son, so that what would happen to his Son? They would reject him, betray him, deny him, beat him, kill him. All these things they would do to his Son. Why? So that even these sins and all the sins would be paid for. And all those people who did that might be forgiven, could be forgiven, and be in heaven. And Jesus says, after that new commandment, in the very next sentence, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love, agape love, which is the word there, for one another. Jesus told his disciples, when you love one another like this, people will see it, and they know you are following me. That was a great dialogue for the children's message. You saw my behavior. And the question was, are you selfish? Exactly. People see our lives. They see if we really believe that we're forgiven with God's love in Christ, or if that's just pretend, or just somehow we believe it. But if that's real in our lives, complete forgiveness, then also we can forgive. There's plenty of forgiveness for you and me. We can also forgive. If we're selfish with the quote-unquote love that we have from God, then we haven't understood the love. We think it's somehow a selfish love or a limited love or a love we have to earn. But that's not what God's love is. God's love is self-sacrificing, complete, ongoing, so we can also love. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for this new commandment, for it shows us that you have loved us so greatly that you give us love overflowing, love never ending, that we can give to others. And we ask you, dear Jesus, for forgiveness when we don't do this, when we don't forgive, or we're hard-hearted, or we're selfish, or whatever it might be. Forgive us for that. Show us your love again, and help us to love. For we do receive your love and forgiveness. Help us to love. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing hymn 779, verses 1, 2, and 6. The offering can be brought forward on verse 6.
Come, my soul, with every care, Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not turn away. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Show me what is mine to do, every hour my strength renew. Let me live a life of faith, let me die thy people's death.
The congregation is invited to stand for prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, in the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus, you have given the promise of our own resurrection. As we await the last day, calm our hearts and strengthen our faith, even when in our sorrows. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have fashioned the church as a heavenly bride for your risen Son. Grant her your Spirit, that she may always listen to his ever-living voice and never declare his message of salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, lead your people in your steadfast love and guide them in strength to your holy abode. Sanctify our homes. Be the companion of those who live alone. Give health to all mothers with child and make all our households, places in which your wisdom and grace are found. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, you hold all people accountable for the responsibilities you have given them. O Lord, bless our president, our governor, the Congress and legislature, and all judges and magistrates. Guide them to serve according to your will and for the common good of all. Raise up those with heroic virtue who will defend our liberty. Protect those who defend us in the armed forces. Guide our Christian chaplains as they minister to those who serve. And bring peace to the nations. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Good Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways you provide for our earthly lives. We ask you to provide favorable weather for all our farming, building, and other activities of this spring season. Give us safety and success, and move us to trust in your goodness in all our endeavors. Thank you for all emergency, law enforcement, medical, and firefighting personnel. Keep them safe as they help others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Alpha and Omega, you pledge to bring all things to their perfect consummation. You will bring heaven to earth and banish sorrow, sin, and death. Sustain all that we pray for, Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin, and Bryce. All who are in tribulation and suffering, by the comfort of your holy word, increase their faith and see them through their trials. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, you have given us both bread for the body and Christ, the bread of life. Prepare us now to receive with faith and thanksgiving his flesh for the life of the world, and his blood that cleanses us from all sin. Unite us that we may believe and confess one faith, and bring us to that day when we shall be one people together at the table of our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we wait for the second coming of your resurrected Son. Grant us patience as we long to see him, and even now give us joy at his presence with us through the word and sacrament. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of heaven and earth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Have mercy on us, Jesus Christ, and grant us peace, O Lord, we pray.
Congregation is invited to stand. The general dismissal blessing. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace.
A light to lead the Gentiles unto
chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Love divine, all love's excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation. Serve thee as thy house above. Pray and
Let us be, let us see thy great salvation.